Haggai, it's page 1125 in this Bible, chapter 1, in verse 2. Thus speaketh Jehovah of hosts, saying, This people say the time is not come, the time that Jehovah's house should be built. And the word of Jehovah came by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you that ye should dwell in your wainscoted houses, while this house lieth waste? And now, thus saith Jehovah of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have so much, bring in little. Ye eat, are not satisfied. Ye drink, but are not filled with drink. Ye clothe yourselves, but there's none warm. But he that earneth wages for a bag with holes. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith Jehovah. Ye looked for much, behold, it was little. And when ye brought it home, I blew upon it. Wherefore, saith Jehovah of hosts, because of my house that lieth waste, while ye run every man to his own house. Therefore over you the heavens withhold their dew, and the earth withholdeth its fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land and upon the mountains, and upon the corn and upon the new wine, and upon the oil and upon that which the ground breathed forth, and upon man and upon cattle, and upon all the labour of the hands. And just a verse in Philippians chapter 2. Philippians 2, verse 21. For all seek their own things, not the things of Jesus Christ. Prophet Haggai is one of the three post-exile prophets. Indeed, they fill up the last prophecies of the books of the old dispensation. I think as such, they were God's words to the people back then, at the end of that dispensation. And they have a great relevance for us at this end of this dispensation. In fact, what we read of here reminds me very much of what we read recently in the Revelation, particularly two of the last three addresses to the assemblies, Sardis and Laodicea. Very similar in many ways what the Lord has to say to his people as we come to the end of this dispensation. It makes these words very relevant. The background to this and to Haggai's prophecy is can be read of in Ezra, chapters 3 and 4, I think. People had been in captivity for 70 years and they'd been moved to come back to Jerusalem to build the house, build the altar and then the house. But then, you know, what had happened, discouragement had come in. Enemies had come along. We're reminded, you know, that wherever anything is to be done for the Lord, there will always be opposition. Mm-hmm. Enemies have come and through the vehicle of the civil authorities, they'd caused that the work should be stopped. They stopped building what they've been sent back to build. For 15 years about, I think it was, this house, the foundations were there and then the house had lain in ruins. Until this time that Haggai has a word from God. Mm-hmm. And he's a word for the people. And it's very interesting that, you know, God doesn't address himself at all to the discouragement and the opposition and what it caused them to stop outwardly. He addresses himself to the condition of the people that lay behind the fact they stopped the work. Mm-hmm. And I think that's such a word for us in the present day. It's the outwardly, yes, there was opposition and difficulties, but there will always be difficulties if we're going to serve God. Mm-hmm. And God says that the real reason that they'd found an excuse not to continue with the work, and not only that, but he's saying, really, you know, you've got your priorities completely wrong. Mm-hmm. All this time, you know, these 15 years, they'd had plenty of time and plenty of effort for their own things. says here, doesn't it, that God says, he says, is it time for you that you should dwell in your wainscoted houses, or this house lieth waste? Mm. Now, the idea of the wainscoted houses is that they're in comfort and in luxury. One of the great dangers, I believe, of the present day, you know, is comfort. Mm. Armchair Christianity is a very great danger in the present day. Mm. And it's something that we need to be awakened to, the danger of it. Mm. And so God says that, you know, there you are, you're living in your wainscoted houses. Plenty of time for their own things. Mm. And living in our own things will lead absolutely to spiritual dearth. And discontent and dissatisfaction. There was never anything to be gained spiritually through living in our own things. That's what he says here, you know. Mm. Consider your ways. You know, you've sown much, it says, and bring in little. Eat not satisfied, drink not filled. Clothe yourselves not warm. And then he says this as well, you know, he earneth wages for a bag with holes. Mm. What a, you know, I find that's a very powerful word, that is. Think of that. All the energy and the effort put into this, it goes into a bag and it falls out the bottom, it's gone. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is, you know, if we spend our time in our own things, mm. it just goes to waste. There's no spiritual benefit from it. Mm. You know, we need to invest in God's things. Mm. I'm interested, you know, politicians often speak about investing in this and that. And they don't mean invest at all. What they actually mean is they want to spend on this and that. And the money's spent and it's gone. Mm. An investment means that you get a return from it. Mm. And you know, if we commit ourselves wholeheartedly to the things of God, there will be a return. Mm. You know, we don't get what you have here, this picture of absolute dissatisfaction. All this effort coming to nothing. That's spiritual dearth. Mm. You know, if we invest in God's things, there will be a return. And there will be spiritual prosperity and spiritual upbuilding. And so God says again, thus saith Jehovah, consider your ways. Mm-hmm. Stop. Take a stock take. Where are we spiritually, individually and as a company? Mm-hmm. Consider your ways. Stop, God is saying. Mm-hmm. And then he says, go up to the mountain. Mm. Go up to the mountain. Two things I believe about the mountain, you know, to go up a mountain takes a lot of effort. If we're going to gain anything spiritually, it takes exercise and desire and committal. Nothing will be gained spiritually without these things. Mm. It takes these things to gain in our souls. Amen. And the other thing about going up the mountain, you know, is you get God's viewpoint of things. Mm. And that's so important in the present day. You know, you go up the mountain to get God's viewpoint. What is it that makes the Christian different in his opinions from the world? Why? Because he's looking at things from God's side, not from man's side. One of the things that troubles me about this recent pandemic is believers, you know, have been spending their times looking to the news feeds for their direction instead of going to the scriptures and getting direction from God. We need to go up the mountain, get God's viewpoint of things. Mm. And so he says, and bring wood and build the house. Mm. What a lovely word that is, you know, build the house. Mm. Building is a positive action. Mm. It's a building up and a strengthening and taking that foundation, you know, and bringing it out of the ground, stone upon stone. And that's what we should be doing, you know. We should be growing and bearing fruit and prospering in our souls. And so it says, I will build the house and I will take pleasure in it and I will be glorified, saith Jehovah. What's the object of God's house being built? It's that God may be glorified and that God may be served. Mm. And so he says here, you know, you look for much, behold, it was little. And all this list of things, it says, you know, your harvests are poor, your cattle aren't bearing young. It's all these things God says. God had done this. He brought this in to gain the attention of his people so that they might listen to what he had to say to them. Mm. Well, I don't need to say any more how relevant that is for the present day. Amen. God seeks to get the attention of his people so that we might know what it is to get his viewpoint and take up this matter of building his house that God may be served and God may be glorified. Mm. You know, it's a lovely to think as you go on through the book. I didn't read any further, but there's a positive end in Haggai. You know, the house is built and the service of God is started again. Mm-hmm. And it's lovely to consider it. It's a little bit like what we were thinking of a little while back when we spoke about Hezekiah, how the doors had been shut and the lights had gone out and the service had finished, had ceased. But, you know, a time of recovery came in and there was blessing. How we long for that, don't we, in the present day?
Amen.
Well, we need to hearken to what the Lord says to his people here. Consider your ways, you know, and so that there might be this positive outcome from the current exercises. May it be so, in his name's sake.
Amen. Amen.